What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Triggered. This is Triggered, episode number 532 on Wednesday, September 18th. We have 47 days until Election Day. And unfortunately, as we have predicted many times on Triggered here, there was another attempt on the life of President Trump over the weekend. This guy apparently was camping out for 12 hours at the golf course waiting for Trump to show up with a SKS-style rifle. We're going to dig into some of the details here. Luckily, he did not get a shot off at the president. But
got too damn close, though. He got between 350 and 500 yards with a rifle. Too damn close.
Yeah, and thank God President Trump's okay. But this is just another attempt on his life. And, you know, unfortunately, I think that it won't be the last before Election Day.
No.
You know, it's they're desperate.
Yeah.
They're extremely desperate.
Yeah.
Every single bit of their attempts to take this man down has failed. The lawfare has totally failed. That was
switching,
their go-to plan.
Switching candidates totally failed.
Yeah. And so now they realize that he's in a very good position to win the White House.
Yeah.
And they will continue to attempt this until Election Day. I have no doubt about it. The Secret Service, while they luckily enough caught this guy before he shot at Trump. Yeah. I mean, you know, they love to say that... The liberal media, this is, that the shooter was, you know, 300 yards away. Well, that's because he hadn't reached the hole yet.
Yeah.
When Trump got to that hole on the course where he was waiting, he would have been 10 yards away from the fence.
Yeah.
Like, and the rifle he had...
Actually, he can make the shot from 300 yards.
Agreed. Yeah. Agreed. And it had a scope on it. I don't know what kind of scope. They haven't released that details.
Yeah.
But the rifle, there's a lot of questions about that. Because, one, this whack job, who is a Ukraine fanatic, by the way.
Oh, total Ukraine fanatic.
Go figure. And Ukraine wouldn't even take him to fight because they thought he was fucking crazy.
Yeah.
He was sent back to the United States with a banner to DHS to watch this guy. They failed in doing that.
Yep.
The FBI knew about this guy yet again. Shocker, right? They failed. But how did this guy get this rifle?
I don't know.
Because... he is a prohibited possessor. He's been a felon for a long time, right?
50,
so he couldn't have bought it.
50 pages. That's his rap sheet.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
50 pages.
So he couldn't have passed a background check, right? So where'd the rifle come from? The rifle had an obliterated serial number, so it was scratched off. So there's a few things here. Either one, he bought it illegally on the black market, which is certainly a possibility. Or the more sinister possibility is that potentially... someone helped him.
Oh, I think so.
And I think there's a serious question about that, is that did someone give him the rifle and he scratched the serial number off to protect them?
Could be a little JFK situation we got here. Could be a little conspiracy. I don't know. But
so,
I doubt he acted alone, given, you know,
it doesn't seem like it.
His interactions with, you know, Larry Provost has a really good column, had a good column yesterday about the CIA targeting our officer who did a bolo on him. He creeped out everybody when he was in Ukraine 2 years ago. In fact, there was a nurse who was quoted in the Wall Street Journal, and she was actually on Jesse Waters last night, Chelsea Adams, who actually left Ukraine early because she felt that her life was in jeopardy with him being around. Was a little cagey. She said that, you know, as a nurse, she's required by law to report people who are unstable. And, of course, that got lost in the ether until now. Now she says a government agency has been in contact with her, but she doesn't know who that is. She wouldn't say who that is. But this guy talked about assassinating world leaders all the time.
Yeah.
Did a con job on charities. The Ukrainian military tried to pass himself off as an expert in weapons, drones, and other sorts of logistics when he has zero experience in any field.
Yep.
And then...
not to mention,
she really wouldn't go into the conversations, but let's just say she was creeped the hell out, and everybody who encountered this guy was creeped out. So
yeah, and you know, he we have to ask how he lives apparently in Hawaii, but also had property in North Carolina.
Yeah,
you know, did he fly from Hawaii? There's a lot of details, of course, which are probably never going to be answered because the Secret Service and FBI are totally derelict in their duty. I mean, luckily they stopped him here, but The question is, why wasn't the golf course secure to begin with?
Yeah.
You know, and it's a totally outrageous claim that they make that, well, Trump's only a former president. Okay, but he's running to be the next president and is in the lead.
And he got shot.
Yeah.
And he got shot.
Yeah.
On July 13th.
Like, with many, many threats against him, including from foreign nations.
Yes.
And so, I just don't understand how this keeps happening. And it really begs the question, like, is the Secret Service competent enough to protect Trump? And do they want to?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Maybe the agents do, but there's certainly some higher-ups
who don't. They don't. And there's a paper trail. There's, you know, the Ronald Rowe rejected additional resources to Trump's detail.
The now Secret Service director.
Yeah, the acting director now. Yeah. So, you know, which they initially denied, and then after intense media scrutiny, they had to admit, we had to reject some of these requests. So, I don't know. It's not, and also we have to fit. You know, are these people actually trained Secret Service agents? Because we have all these whistleblower reports about how, DHS randos. Yeah. That, you know, they give 2-hour webinars on threat assessments, and they're like, here, go out and protect the president.
Yep. So yeah, and of course this potential shooter, would be shooter.
Yeah.
Huge Kamala Harris fan,
has a bumper sticker. Has a bumper sticker on her bumper sticker on his truck.
Yeah,
and but we don't know the motive, Storm.
No. He has exclusively donated to Democrat candidates. Yeah, we don't know the motive. That's what they say. We know the motive, and we know the motive of the first one. Someone who is not a conservative, aka a liberal.
Yeah,
tried to kill Trump both times.
Yes,
and so yeah, we of course are going to follow this story and continue to expose the truth that the left does not want out there. So of course
at least this guy's still fucking alive, you know, in terms of now we can Crooks was killed, and then, you know, now he's literally been thrown into the furnace.
Yeah,
that whole story, everything about that is now gone.
But this guy's not going to say anything.
Well,
he invoked his fifth right.
Do you think there's going to be another hanging in federal detention?
Jack Ruby?
Yeah, there's going to be another one of those types of incidents. Another Epstein?
We'll see. I don't think he's going to say anything. But I agree with you. There's definitely a risk of that.
Yeah.
But they also didn't charge him with an attempted assassination. They charged him with just gun crimes.
Yeah, gun crimes.
Which is fucking bullshit. I mean, that's ridiculous. So, but luckily, Governor Ron DeSantis down in Florida, because this did happen in the great state of Florida, is going to run his own investigation.
That as well.
And he clearly does not trust the federal government to undertake an investigation on this. He had a great quote yesterday. He's like, it is not in the best interest of our state and nation to have the same federal agency seeking to prosecute Trump leading this investigation. The state of Florida has jurisdiction over the most serious, readily provable offense, attempted murder. The public deserves answers. I've directed our state agencies to move expeditiously and provide full transparency. There will be accountability in Florida. The people of our state and entire country deserve no less. And I think that's huge, because they may uncover a lot of stuff that the feds would have uncovered, but it'll never release.
Yeah.
And that's the same thing with the first one, too.
Oh, for sure.
So, yeah, you know, and you wrote this up, I think, on Sunday and on Monday.
Yeah.
Of course, the media reactions to this were just unhinged.
Oh, my God.
First off, their main message is, well, you know, we've gotta tamp down the rhetoric.
Yeah.
Right? No. Fuck you. I said it after the first one, and I'll say it after this one, okay? You now tried to kill our guy twice. We're not tamping down shit. This is disgraceful that this is happening in this country, and their solution is to tell us to shut up about it.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
I mean,
well, Don Lemon was on CNN last night and blew a gasket over that, and then, you know, listed the examples of heated Trump rhetoric, and it's just almost that entire list was you know, nicknames, you know, like Crooked Hillary, stuff like that. That is different than this guy's Hitler, threat to democracy, existential threat. We gotta take him out.
Oh, well, you know,
totally different, Don. Well,
take a listen to this. Take a listen to this. Yesterday, Peter Ducey at the White House confronting Karine Grigg-Poupon.
2 days since somebody allegedly tried to kill Donald Trump again. And you're here at the podium in the White House briefing room calling him a threat. How many more assassination attempts on Donald Trump until the president and the vice president and you pick a different word to describe Trump other than threat?
Peter, if anything from this administration, I actually completely disagree with the premise of your question, the question that you're asking. It is also incredibly dangerous in the way that you're asking it, because American people are watching.
Oh, man. She ran away. But it's true. You know, they say tamp down the rhetoric, and then 10 hours later, they're back to saying he's a threat to democracy and needs to be stopped.
Yeah.
Well, what do you think people are going to read into that?
Exactly.
Also,
I mean, Hillary Clinton pretty much should have just said, we should just kill the man.
Yeah.
She went on there, like, 48 hours later and was like, you know, listen, it's important to keep hammering home that Trump is a threat to our democracy.
Yeah, and they keep saying it. They say, you know, these are some headlines. Donald Trump is a threat to democracy, and saying so is not incitement. Republicans outraged over possible assassination attempt. Trump brings these assassination attempts on himself.
Yeah.
Another chance for Trump to frame Democrats as dangerous has emerged.
I mean, but that was Philip Bump, wasn't it, for the Washington Post?
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably. And then, you know, speaking of the Hillary Clinton quote, we got this right here. Take a listen to this clip.
And I don't understand why it's so difficult for the press to have a consistent narrative about how dangerous Trump is. You know, the late, great journalist Harry Evans, you know, one time said that, you know, journalists should, you know, really try to achieve objectivity. And by that, he said, I mean, they should cover the object. Well, the object in this case is Donald Trump, his demagoguery, his danger to our country and the world, and stick with it.
Yeah, it's just fucking absurd.
I know.
And their solution is to tell us to shut up. No, we're not going to fucking shut up.
We've done nothing wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Just your political opponent doesn't make that person a threat to democracy. That's the whole default thing.
Yeah,
is that Democrats, when they're running against somebody, that person's a threat. And only we can restore normalcy and democratic norms to the conversation.
You remember?
Which is absolutely insane.
Yeah. Well, it's the same thing. Oh, well, you know, we're going to restore normalcy and the adults are back in charge. How's that fucking going for the country?
Yeah. Two assassination attempts in 65 days on a major presidential candidate.
And they do not realize what they're fucking messing with here either.
Ooh.
Because if, God forbid, one of their assassins is ever successful,
the
country will never recover from that.
Probably not.
It will lead to a civil war. I have no doubt about that. You know, it's they don't realize what they're messing with here.
Yeah.
And, you know, luckily, God and Shinzo Abe were on Trump's side again.
His guardian angel.
Poor Shinzo. We miss you, Shinzo. But, you know, it's, they really don't realize what they're fucking with here.
Yeah. And they're trying to both sides it now, too.
Of course.
I love how they're like, well, we got to be careful because, you know, Kamala Harris. I'm like, no one is shooting Kamala Harris.
Mm-hmm.
When did I miss that major
story?
No, I know.
I love when Elon pointed that out. No one's trying to assassinate them. Wonder why.
And his own company made him take it down.
Trump had a great line last night at his town hall. I don't want to do too many clips from that because we're short on time today.
Yeah,
but
sure.
This one clip I thought really resonated with me, at least, about why they're trying to kill him. Roll that.
You wonder why I get shot at, right? You know, only consequential presidents get shot at.
Only consequential presidents. And it's true.
Yeah.
I mean, it's, you know, that's why they're trying to do this. And hopefully, you know, God continues to be on Trump's side. But it's a scary time in this country that this is what this has come to. And yeah, Kamala Harris, I mean, she
can't break away, man. I mean, because she's a bad candidate. I mean, it's not like, I don't know why people are so shocked about this.
Yeah.
Like, we saw this in 2020. Nothing changes in 4 years. This is her.
Mm-hmm.
This is her. These are her severe limitations.
She went full words out last night at that thing. So
yeah, I mean, it was that was a train wreck. She said nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it just, she has to stick to the script on everything. She can't go off of it. And it's just, no one knows who the hell this woman is.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't care if she's up 2 or 3. That's not enough for her to win.
Yep.
We all know that. The Trump vote's going to get underestimated. And no bump from this debate that was rigged tremendously.
Yeah, rigged. Absolutely
rigged.
Which is coming out now after the fact.
I mean, it's ridiculous. So, you know, I think they're stuck with her. I mean, CBS went to a bunch of diners in Nevada.
Mm-hmm.
And they couldn't find a single goddamn Kamala supporter.
Yeah.
All of them were worried about the issues that make it to the top of the list: immigration and the economy. And
she's horrible on both.
Yeah, and you had a did you see the Mexican woman, the woman who immigrated from Mexico?
Yeah.
She was like, oh, immigration's out of control. I think the illegals got to go back. I'm just like, see?
Yeah.
A woman who did it right, pays her taxes, worried about her life and security and the border, is saying, you know what? No. Like,
well, the population,
you just can't fucking come here.
The population that's most against illegal immigration tends to be the people who immigrated legally.
Yeah. Makes sense. They did everything right. And these people get a pass because, you know, they just decided to hop the fence when no one was there. Like, get the fuck out of here.
All right, let's hit some other stories here. A good news story yesterday when Israel, through a very sophisticated operation, blew the dicks off of thousands of Hezbollah fighters and senior leadership in Lebanon. So essentially what happened, at least from what we know so far, is due to all of their leaders getting assassinated because of cell phone data, they ditched the cell phones and went to pagers. Well, little known to them that when they did that, when they ordered the couple thousand pagers or whatever that they needed, Israel intercepted that shipment and laced them with essentially a light explosive in the battery, which when triggered would cause the battery to overheat and explode. And so yesterday they sent the command to those pagers, and simultaneously thousands of pagers blew up on the bodies of Hezbollah fighters and leaders in Lebanon. And interestingly enough, Iran's ambassador to Lebanon was carrying a Hezbollah pager. Shocker. We all know that. Yeah. And so yeah, they killed probably, I think, hundreds at this point. There's no real true number, but there was thousands of people, Hezbollah terrorists, sent to the hospital.
Yeah.
The hospitals were overwhelmed. People were bleeding out all over the place.
Oh, it's so sad.
So that was a great story yesterday. I actually enjoyed that. But the memes have been great of them blowing the dicks off of all these terrorists.
You see the one with the message, fuck around and find out?
Yeah, yeah. I saw one with Yippee-ki-yay.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a really sophisticated operation.
Yeah.
And apparently Israel has some more tricks up its sleeve to fight Lebanon. You know, they're trying to avoid a full-scale war with Lebanon and Hezbollah. I mean, it's really Hezbollah.
Yeah.
But I don't know that that's going to be avoided. I think that's probably one of the next, like, major geopolitical events to occur overseas, is that war kicking off.
Yeah.
I don't see Taiwan going after China before the election. I could be totally wrong about that, but it seems like they're not really in a great position to do that right now. China's economy is falling apart. And North Korea's firing off some missiles, but, you know, they're just doing their normal belligerent thing. Russia and Ukraine continues to just be a back-and-forth thing. But the one problem with that, real quickly, we are on the verge of giving Ukraine more sophisticated long-range ballistic missiles. And if we okay them to target inside of Russia with that, Vladimir Putin has already said that he would consider that an attack on mainland Russia by NATO. When he said that, it seems to have slowed the roll of Joe Biden pushing us towards World War III.
Yeah.
But that, you know, this has always been the concern.
Yeah.
Where are you going to draw the line of what you're going to stop at, right? Because if we're giving them the missiles and giving them the okay to target Moscow, that's the same as us doing it.
Yeah.
You know, there's, of course, semantics to that. But, like, you can't do that. It we don't need to be in a direct war with Russia. We don't need to be doing what we're doing in Ukraine right now anyway. It's retarded. It's a pointless war.
Yeah.
And it's always going to end in some sort of peace agreement with land being given to Russia.
The Donbass. We're in a time loop here, because it's almost like, while it wasn't specifically about long-range missile strikes and giving the green light for that, remember the no-fly zone?
Yeah, yeah.
And if we have to, you know,
shoot down
or destroy SAM sites in Russia to accomplish that, it's like World War III?
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, what I found really interesting...
They're just obsessed with just blowing stuff up inside Russia. That's basically
what it is. Yeah, of course.
I mean,
you know, I get that Ukraine wants to attack Russia back inside its own borders, but, like...
Yeah. You gotta use your own fucking shit. And if you don't have it, that's too bad.
Exactly.
You know, that's too bad. Sorry. Like, a Ukrainian-made missile, whatever. Do it. But
It was such an interesting moment in the debate last week. I found this to be one of the most interesting, honestly. Because Trump was asked, does he want Ukraine to win the war? And his answer multiple times was, I want the war to end.
Yeah.
Which is the correct policy position. However, on what I found very interesting was on liberal news networks after this, several times they were confronted by their, you know, token conservative, especially on CNN with Scott Jennings, who's been great this election cycle, by the way. He's the only conservative on CNN. What does winning in Ukraine look like?
Yeah.
And they could never answer that question. And I've been asking that question since the beginning.
Yeah.
Right? And so this is always going to end in that, you know, does it mean you push them completely out of Ukraine's old borders, including Crimea, which was given up during Obama, by the way? Good luck with that.
Yeah.
They're not going to allow that. The Russians need Crimea.
Yeah.
Of anything that they need, that's right?
Yeah.
That's what they need because they need the port.
Yeah.
So.
But you just answered the question. That is the answer.
Well, sure.
That is the answer that they want to say, but can't because they know what it means. More money and troops on the ground.
Yep.
For that to happen.
Yep.
So.
All right. Let's talk a little bit about illegal immigration here because it continues to spiral out of control. And, you know, there's so many stories, and we pick a few to highlight each week. But this is happening more and more and more. Remember back in March when a group of illegals rushed the border and overwhelmed our National Guard?
Yeah.
Well, it turns out that of those 200 illegal aliens that got through, more than 100 suspected members of the violent Venezuelan gang Tren de Aragua. I still can't say that shit. But they're worse than MS-13, so I guess I got to get familiar with this. We're part of that group.
Ooh.
As mentioned last week, it's the same group terrorizing Aurora, Colorado, taking over apartment buildings. I just don't understand how we can ever have a future as a country if this continues.
I don't think we can.
Well, and I think that's really that's really part of the... That's why Kamala is such a danger, because not only would she continue to leave the border wide open to all of these terrorists and criminals and rapists and murderers and psychopaths, and but they will attempt to legalize them and give them citizenship. There's no doubt about that. It's the fundamental remaking of America. You remember, what was it, probably 2 years ago, the great replacement theory, the conspiracy theory?
Mm-hmm.
It's happening right in front of your eyes.
Yeah.
It's not a conspiracy theory anymore. Look at the jobs numbers.
Yeah.
That in itself is a great replacement. Yeah. You have millions of illegal aliens and foreign-born workers replacing native-born Americans in the workforce. I mean, that's just a fact.
Yeah.
That's not even taking into account the overall makeup of the country, which is a problem. You can't have a country that isn't a majority native born.
Yeah.
You just can't. I mean, it's just, there's no future for that country. And so that's just one of the reasons why, you know, this election, we'll refer to it as the Flight 93 election. I mean, it really is.
Yeah.
We've said it many times in the past, and, you know, a lot of times it's turned out to be hyperbole. You know, Biden's destroyed the country, but compared to Kamala, he's a moderate.
Yeah, it's true.
You know, that's a real danger here. His economic policies aren't necessarily communist, right? At the base of it, he's still somewhat of a capitalist. You know, they passed all the Green New scam bullshit and all that stuff. But her policies are actual communism.
Yeah.
The taxes, the price controls.
Going door to door to take guns from people.
Yeah.
That got released today.
Yeah.
When she was DA.
You know, I saw the Reagan movie this past weekend, which was excellent, by the way. And it really was a stark reminder of just how hard we fought to defeat communism, especially Reagan. And now we're at the precipice of willingly voting it in America. And in the end, that was always their long game plan, and we're kind of just feeding right into it. But one thing that was interesting, John Voight's character he's like the old KGB guy.
Ah.
And he's telling the story about, you know, the first step is always to centralize the power and take away the guns. I mean, that's, you know, that's really what it comes down to here as well. I think that if we lose this election, God forbid, or they steal it, which is also a possibility, that would be the first thing that they do, is to centralize power, in a way that we've never seen, and in an attempt to make sure that we never win another election again. Right?
Probably.
That's what bothers me so much when these scumbag rhino cucks go out there who just can't stand Trump because he broke them and say, oh, Kamala wouldn't be so bad. It's not just 4 years of Kamala. It's 8 years of Kamala at the very minimum. And the country will never recover from that. I mean, the country is barely on the edge of recovery here with Biden. You know, it's 4 years of Trump's not going to be necessarily enough to fix it. It's a start to stop the bleeding, right? You have to stop the bleeding first. Mm-hmm. But it's definitely staring down the barrel of a gun here when it comes to this election. You know, and these are some of the things that Kamala wants. A family of four was gruesomely murdered by an illegal alien.
Yeah.
Up in upstate New York. Upstate New York.
Yeah.
Not Arizona.
Thousands of miles from the border.
Not Arizona. Closer to the Canadian border.
Yeah, I know.
You know, it's just sick that this is being allowed. And then, you know, let's talk about the Haitians. They're eating the dogs. They're eating the cats. So, new video came out. You wrote about this.
Yeah.
Why don't you tell us what was going on there?
Well, this has been going on for months now. In August of 2023, there was a man who recorded a cat being grilled in Springfield, Ohio.
Dayton.
Oh, Dayton, sorry.
Dayton, Ohio. But close enough. Ohio.
But, sorry, I got two...
Same group.
I got two stories mixed up. Yeah. Dayton, Ohio. Mm-hmm. And then I got one, the city manager of Springfield,
yeah,
in March of this year, brought forward to the city council concerns about pets being consumed, yeah, by the migrants. So,
well, just last night, yeah, we got released from the police department. I'm sure they begrudgingly released this.
Yeah.
A police report from August, before any of this came up.
Yeah.
Okay. Of a woman calling saying that her dog was stolen, and she believes it was her Haitian neighbor who ate him.
Yeah.
So, and then before this entire scandal came out, by the way, the city manager, like you said,
yeah,
had voiced concerns in the city council,
yeah,
meeting.
There's not, and there's 911 and police reports,
and there's
about
video
the fowl
of that
and geese being chopped up. Yeah. Like, this was never the pet's story. That pet's angle was the one that needed to be verified, and we have, mm-hmm, a lot of corroborating evidence for that. The geese and ducks, that is confirmed.
Yeah, and
so,
pigs.
And pigs.
Yeah.
So, and I love how, you know, people were like, you know, oh, well, that's Columbus, Ohio. But the guy, mm-hmm, you know, holding the goose by, mm-hmm, the neck. I'm just like, no, that doesn't, that means that it's spreading.
Yeah, exactly.
That means that it's spreading.
Well,
it doesn't
just yesterday, this story came out. Federal and local authorities are cracking down on animal sacrifices,
oh my God,
in New York City,
yeah,
after an alarming number of chickens, pigs, and rats have been killed, mutilated, or tortured.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
Who's been coming in for the past year and a half?
This is what happens when you import the fucking third world to your country.
Yeah, it's true.
I mean, this is what the shithole countries,
yeah,
remember that?
It's true.
It's 100% true. We knew it at the time, and now, yeah, it's been proven. I mean, sorry.
When the media reaction was like Haiti was the gem of the Caribbean, I'm just like, that's fucking wrong.
Yeah.
Also, now there's dead bodies all over the place. People getting kidnapped. The gangs are taking over. They eat people. Forget pets. They eat people down there.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, this is, it's not.
No, it's only
not entirely shocking.
And then
they believe in voodoo down
then
there.
Then they try to blame bomb threats in Springfield, Ohio, on conservatives.
Yeah.
Wait
for it.
The threats originated from foreign countries.
Yeah. Hoax.
We don't know which country because cuck-ass Governor Mike DeWine refuses to say which countries. which, he, by the way, is just a disgrace.
Yeah.
He's a disgrace. He's been a disgrace, yeah, and he's especially in this situation. But, you know, the left can't stand that not only has this stuff essentially been proven now, but it drew a major spotlight to the fact that these Haitians, these 20,000 Haitians, rolled into a town of 60,000 Americans and fucking destroyed it.
Yeah.
Car accidents, through the roof. Violent crime, through the roof. Rapes, murders, robberies, all through the roof. And it's not the Americans committing those.
No.
So, it just totally demolishes their, oh, these people just want to come here and have a better life and are, you know, nice, peaceful people. Their narrative. Totally gone. You know, these people are willing to kill and torture animals and eat them.
But, you know, Ohio's an open carry state, Storm, so that's why the story can't be true.
Yeah.
Well.
I saw that, yeah. It's ridiculous. All right, let's do some election news here before we wrap up first. Today is the Fed meeting for the interest rates. Not financial advice, but I predict they're going to cut them by 50 basis points, which is a grave error. A grave error. Inflation is not under control, contrary to the liberal media's mission. The rate of inflation growth has slowed. However, it's still going up at above a 3 to 4% clip if you believe their doctored numbers, right? You have to look at the core CPI. That's the key. Also, excluding housing, energy, and food, the three that have still significant inflation, it useless numbers to begin with. So you have that. You have the job market continuing to crash. Very, very bad numbers coming out on that from the private reporters. That's the only people I trust, the private payroll reporting from ADP and Paychex and all that. That's continuing to get crushed. Massive reporting of layoffs recently at major companies. The number of bankruptcies has skyrocketed
Tupperware.
As of late. You have, Tupperware.
Yeah, Tupperware.
You have a situation here now where they're going to cut these rates, and what they're going to do is they're going to send us deep into essentially a stagflationary recession period where there's going to be no growth in GDP. You're going to have inflation continuing to cause problems, and the jobs are just going to start disappearing.
Oh, like the million that were never created last year?
Well, sure, sure. Those didn't begin to be. But I'm talking about real jobs getting cut, layoffs, not hiring for open positions.
Yeah.
You know, the personal financial situation in this country has, you know, when we first started talking about this, I don't remember how long ago.
Seems like forever.
Yeah. So you're having a massive jump in home foreclosures. You're having credit card delinquency skyrocket, car loan delinquency skyrocket. Credit cards are at an all-time level now, I think $1.3 trillion. And the percentage of people defaulting on those or going to delinquency is skyrocketing. Savings is non-existent anymore. People are actually, any remaining last savings they have, they're drawing it down just to meet daily, you know, costs. So we've essentially reached the end of the road here, and now the Fed's like, oh, I guess we gotta, you know, cut the interest rates because that's the only tool we have left. And I really think it's going to be a disastrous decision in the end, but we'll see. I think they in the end, in a couple of years, when we look back on this time period of history of Fed policy, of monetary policy, we will see that they fucked up the beginning of this, which we covered at the time, in not snapping interest rates higher and quicker at the beginning, and they're going to have fucked up the end of this by lifting too early. Because it's not the interest rates that's the problem. There's so many mechanisms to this, but like they just jump to this because, oh, well, the Fed needs to pivot. And guess what? We pivoted right before the 2008 financial crisis too, and how'd that turn out?
Yeah.
So, all right, so we got some election stuff going on up in. Remember how we're told no illegal aliens register to vote and none vote.
Yeah.
Well, just another one here. Oregon DMV mistakenly registered more than 300 illegals to vote since 2021.
Oh.
You know, 300 doesn't sound like a lot, but
that's an election.
Times that by a whole fucking country.
I know. Yep.
And when you have a presidential election that could be decided by 20 to 60,000 votes across a number of states.
Makes all the difference in the world.
I mean, Arizona is literally fighting to let illegals vote.
Yeah.
I mean, that's insane.
Well, I saw they had something wrong with the ballots.
What, in Arizona?
Yeah.
I don't know. I haven't seen that.
Yeah, something about basically they caught it before they went out, though.
Mm.
But, again.
Yeah.
Again.
Well, here in Virginia, Governor Glenn Youngkin, great governor, he ordered an audit of the rolls to ensure citizenship eligibility, and I think they found 8,000 illegals, with 1,600 having previously voted in our elections.
But they don't vote in our elections.
Yeah. And, well, yeah, maybe that doesn't necessarily dictate a statewide race. It very well could a local.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we've had many, many elections in Virginia for state house seats come down to a dozen votes, a handful of votes.
Yeah.
So this is going to be something we're going to continue to keep an eye on. We also have the USPS now saying that they can't necessarily guarantee the capability of delivering mail-in ballots in an efficient and timely manner.
Oh, great.
Yeah, go figure there. Up in Pennsylvania, we had actually two successful Supreme Court rulings.
That was big.
Where they said that, one, there has to be a date on the mail-in vote.
Mm-hmm.
It has to be essentially postmarked. And, two, there has to be a signature on the outside, right? The shroud, the secrecy shroud, yeah. or whatever the fuck yeah. they call yeah. it. Mail-in voting is stupid anyway, but, you know.
Yeah.
And that it has to pass potential verification. Now, the last part, you know, is very questionable, and who knows if they're going to actually verify that. But it does give grounds for us to challenge that. In the fact that
it wasn't there in 2020, remember? That was the thing. Right. Remember, they just count, it was basically just a whole bunch of bags of ballots and yep. just counted them.
Yep. So that's good. I'm glad to see we're getting some.
That's a liberal Supreme Court, by the way.
I know.
It's like ridiculously Which makes me question Democratic.
How they came to these rulings, but maybe they found a new way to fraud. all right. What else do we got here? We've got let's talk about the question thing, because you've been following the question.
Well, the allegation. The whistleblower. Yeah, yeah.
The whistleblower essentially is saying that ABC gave the Harris campaign, quote, sample questions that, quote, were essentially the same questions that were asked during the debate.
Yeah.
As well as assurances that Trump would be fact-checked and she would not.
Yeah.
Well, we know that's true.
Yeah. And it's happened before.
Yeah.
Donna Brazile gave the debate questions to Hillary before, mm-hmm. and
yep.
she admitted in an LA Times review that article that, you know what, I didn't want the CNN thing to kind of linger.
Yeah.
So.
Well, and you know, I said the morning after that debate, said some of that shit seemed way too pre-canned, tailored to the questions that were going to be asked, and that made me suspicious, and I think that in the end, it'll be, you know, proven true.
Yeah. But
some polling stuff here. You know, the polls remain essentially where they have been for weeks now. Depending on who you ask and their opinion of the polls and the potential, quote, unskewing, right? You don't want to get into that ground. But I do think that we are in still a good position. Is it a safe position? No. But is it open to potential fraud risks? Yes.
But it's not the 7-8 point lead that Biden had 4 years ago at this point.
No, Trump is polling 4 to 5 points ahead generally across the board.
Across the board.
And if there is any error to the Democrat side, which traditionally is the case, then we're good.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know.
Then we're up three.
Sure, sure.
If you want to.
But, you know, looking at the swing states starting from west to east, Nevada's still coin flip, I think.
Yeah.
Arizona, I think, is looking good for us. Georgia's starting to look pretty good for us. North Carolina's looking pretty good for us, I think.
Minnesota, too, actually. I've seen some good stuff coming out of there.
Yeah, no,
I'm not banking on it, but
I don't think
independents are breaking for Trump 2-1.
Yeah, that's because they hate walls.
Well, that, too. And in Michigan, black
But let's not forget, Minnesota is a D+10 state.
Yes.
Right? Same thing with Virginia. Virginia's off the board now. Yeah. I'm not talking about Virginia anymore. The latest polling shows essentially the same as Biden. So could we be surprised on election night?
Maybe,
sure.
Maybe.
But I don't think that it's worth
it. And then we'll be talking about, well, if only we dumped some money in this state, we could have
Sure. yeah, if we lose by a point, yeah.
It's okay.
Then you move up north to the whole ball game, right? Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
If we win Pennsylvania, it's almost a certainty that we're going to win.
Yeah.
I mean, Michigan, Wisconsin, I still think are coin flips. There's some interesting...
Black men are booing, increasing Trump's odds in Michigan.
Definitely.
It's really
I actually think we have a better chance with Wisconsin than Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
It also comes down to the Muslims in Michigan.
Yeah.
But yeah, essentially, if you look at the map, right, the real key to me, right, is the eastern states, the eastern toss-up states, okay? Georgia, North Carolina, Pennsylvania. Because if Trump carries what he's expected to, right, in all the eastern states and wins those three toss-ups, the election's over.
Yeah.
That's 270. And then we don't have to worry about shit, right? Now, if we drag it out to Arizona, which I still think looks good, it puts us at 281. Right now, I'd say Nevada leans Republicans. It's 287. And I'd probably put lean Wisconsin 297.
Okay. So it's roughly around the 2016 result.
I'd give Michigan to Kamala for now, although Nate Silver disagrees with me. Nate Silver puts all the toss-up states into Trump's column currently. Yeah. And that's 312.
Yeah, so that's roughly.
So
it's a repeat of
It's essentially 2016.
Put New York in the Trump column. He wants to win it.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's I'm gonna get the salt back to win New York.
Which I so vehemently disagree with that policy proposal. I don't even want to talk about it. The salt exemption is fucking bullshit. But I get at this point we're essentially just making promises. And who knows if they'll actually come through.
It's to keep what four Northeastern Republicans up there alive. That's basically what
it could also help in Pennsylvania, too. There's a number of, especially in like Bucks County, Montgomery.
You mean where the elections are decided in that state?
Yeah. Well, we have a huge registration advantage recently in Pennsylvania. Yeah. I mean, we've cut their registration edge down from like 600,000 to 320.
Yeah, I know.
Being accounted for in the polls?
Yeah.
The Amish aren't accounted for in the polls.
Nope.
So, I don't know. You get these Trump plus one results in Pennsylvania in these polls. Yeah. That's really like Trump plus three.
Yeah.
So.
And we should also repeat, as you said last time, the request for mail-in ballots is way down for Democrats.
Way down.
Yep. So.
Yep.
All good things.
Yeah. Yeah. Things are, you know, I don't want to
jinx it. You still got to fight. Still got to fight like hell.
Fight like hell.
Yep. We're down six. That's the mindset. Just keep going.
Yep. But. Totally agree. All right, we're going to wrap up today's show here. Of course, if you have any comments on the show or want us to cover something, email us triggered@townhall.com. We love hearing from you. And if you enjoy Triggered and want it uncensored, become a Town Hall VIP member at townhallvip.com. Use the promo code FIGHT for 60% off your membership to get into this exclusive club of patriots. We're keeping the promotion going exclusively for Triggered listeners here at 60%. So if you haven't done it yet, you know, I can't say enough. No one has ever asked for their money back. I give that guarantee here on Triggered every time. And we're doing so much great stuff in the VIP program, not only funding what we're doing here on Triggered, but tons of conservative journalism across the board. You'll get tons of VIP members-only content. You know, Matt's VIP columns, Kurt's VIP column, video, podcast, Katie's VIP column. I mean, the list goes on and on. And so there's so many of you that have become VIP members from Triggered, and we love you. We love all of you. So if you could really step up and support us, you know, we're under attack constantly from big tech and the government censors, and they're trying to put us out of business. And honestly, if we didn't have our VIP program, we would no longer be here. So townhallvip.com, use the promo code FIGHT for 60% off. And we will be back here next Wednesday, September 25th, for another episode.